That news was brought to you by Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
Social room hours at the Norton Eagles is Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, and they serve pizza and nachos. Dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9 p.m. Remember to look on their Facebook page to check out for their specials. Every Sunday is progressive blackout bingo, except this Sunday, it will resume on January 7th.
Wonderful. I can't wait for bingo to be back. It's fun, even when you don't win, which is me. Taking a look at our weather right now for today, sunny with a high near 42. Northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight, clear with a low around 22. West wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 45. West wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 19. Northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30. North wind at 10 miles per hour. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 14. For New Year's Day, bringing in the new year with mostly sunny with a high near 38. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 43. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Right now, under fair skies, it is 28 degrees. Humidity is at 66%. There's a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. Dew point is at 18 degrees and a wind chill factor of 18 degrees. Yes, it is a little chilly outside, but it is December. Can't be springtime weather all the time. How are you this morning?
I'm here.
It is Friday.
Yes, it is.
That's exciting. We have a good show for you today. We welcome you to the December 29th Party Line Show, the last Party Line Show of 2023. We will be back on Tuesday. Just a reminder that the KQNK offices will be closed on Monday, but we will be back on Tuesday. Natalie will be back on Tuesday, and we will hopefully be back to as normal as what we get here. Just FYI.
Yeah, but you have been doing better the last 2 days.
I've tried, except for I left my notes in the other office.
Your notes for what?
My trivia.
Uh-oh. And that's next.
I need you to go get it, please. You don't take a hint very well. It has a paper. It's two papers and a paper clip with a note on it. As we wait for Jonathan to find that on my desk, we'll let you know. Our Pizza Hut, Wing Street here in Norton, sponsors our trivia, our daily trivia, and you will get a chance to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. Want to remind you, for a limited time only, the Triple Treat Box is available at your local Pizza Hut. You can feed the whole family, and it gets a whole lot easier with the Triple Treat Box. You get two medium one-topping pizzas, five breadsticks, and your choice of pasta or wings, or you could skip the sides and get three medium one-topping pizzas, whatever you choose. It's always going to be good because a Pizza Hut, Wing Street of Norton, knows how to do it right. They also deliver from open to close every day, so keep that in mind as well. You can dine in, carry out, or deliver at Pizza Hut, Wing Street of Norton. Okay, so I was a little harder this time. I know for a fact that you're going to have to Google this, and you're not going to know it unless you peeked at it on the way in.
I was saying, who in the world is going to know that?
Yeah. It's definitely a Google. I've been pretty easy throughout the week, I think. And so we're going to do a Google question. In today's history, it talks about, in music history, Beethoven's Violin Sonata number 10 in G major, opus 96, was performed for the first time back in 1812. I want to know about how long does it take to perform Beethoven's Violin Sonata number 10 in G major, opus 96. About how long does it take to perform Beethoven's Violin Sonata Number 10 in G Major, Opus 96. Get your Google up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a guess. It probably takes longer than does to fall asleep to it.
It probably does. They hung up. 877-3378 for a chance to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. As long as you've not won in the last 30 days, you have a chance. Get that Google going. About how long does it take to perform Beethoven's Violin Sonata Number 10 in G Major, Opus 96? Good morning. Do you have an answer to the trivia?
Is it 42 minutes?
It is not 42 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. I looked it up two different ways, and it came up the same, and I said approximately, so I'll give you a minute or two on either side, because it really just depends on the performer, but both of my sites that came up with the answer came up with the exact same answer, so I'll ask one more time. About how long does it take to perform Beethoven's Violin Sonata Number 10 in G Major, Opus 96? 877-3378. While we wait for your phone calls, we are going to take a break and listen to the Open Market Report brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and Hayes. Call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The country is slow to start this morning following yesterday's light trade. Southern live deals were marked at mostly 172, a dollar higher than last week's weighted averages. Northern dress business came in at mostly 272, a dollar higher than last week's weighted average basis Nebraska. Asking prices for cattle left on show lists are around 174 plus in the south and 274 plus in the north. Having said that, it looks like the bulk of business could essentially be completed for the week, although a little cleanup is not out of the question. Now, beef cutouts are expected to be lower with light to moderate box movement. Taking a look over at the mercantile, December live cattle up 165 at 172.85, February up by 50 cents at 169.45. January feeder cattle up 80 cents at 223.27, March up by 60 cents at 223.72. February lean hogs up 30 cents at 68.80, April up by 40 cents at 75.40. At the Board of Trade, March corn down a half at 473 and 3 quarters, May down a half at 486. January beans down 7 cents at 12.97 and 3 quarters, March down 8 and a half at 13.03 and a half. March, Kansas City wheat up 3 cents at 6.46 and 3 quarters. May up by 2 and 3 quarters at 6.47 and 3 quarters. March, Chicago wheat down 1 and a quarter at 6.29 and a half. May down 2 and a half at 6.39 and 3 quarters. Looking at crude oil futures, up by about 61 cents. Gold down by $13.90. Silver down by about 52 cents. With gasoline up by about 3 pennies. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index up 1526, NASDAQ up 1067 on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Today I'm speaking with Johanna Andres, the Development Coordinator with the Kansas FFA Foundation. And the Kansas FFA is currently trying to raise $5 million before the end of the year. Johanna, can you tell us why you guys are attempting to raise that much money?
Kansas FFA has grown by over 30% in the last decade, but our budget has not kept pace. And currently, all of our funding comes through grants and annual fundraising from the foundation. So we don't have stable or reliable funds. So we've established an endowment to help stabilize those funds so that way we can continue to provide those opportunities for generations to come.
Where can people go to donate?
They can go to the ksffa.org/endowment to find more information and to make a donation or a five-year pledge, gift of commodities. There's lots of ways that people can fulfill a gift to make a difference in Kansas FFA.
Once again, that's ksffa.org/endowment to learn more about the campaign and to make a one-time donation or commit to a five-year pledge today.
Again, that opening market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. Call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593. It is Friday, December 29th, and we are going to start our last party line of the year. Again, you are invited to call in. Birthdays for today or over the weekend, and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week or over the weekend, call that couple in, and at the end of today's show, a lucky couple will win a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away and you're not a business, we invite those calls as well, 877-3378. Good morning, you're on Party Line.
Yes, I would like to wish Anakin Counter a happy 4th birthday from his Nana.
Anakin Counter.
Yes.
From Nana. All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
And we did get a correct answer on our trivia, in case you were wondering. We'll let you know who that was in just a minute. Good morning, you're on Party Line.
Yeah, I'd like to call in a couple of birthdays.
Okay, and whose birthday is it?
Betty Vollings. Birthday is today.
Betty Valling, okay.
And the other one is Candy Valling, which will be Monday the 1st.
Okay, Candy Valling on New Year's.
Yep.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, you're on Party Line.
Thanks. Good morning, Jonathan and Maggie.
Good morning. Can I put you on hold, Jean?
Yes, you can.
Good morning, you're on Party Line.
Yes, I would like to wish my daughter, Keisha Dietliff, a happy birthday today.
All right, what was the last name again?
Dietliff.
Okay, I think he's got it down. All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding, Jean. What do we have today?
Okay, so birthdays, are you ready, Jonathan?
Well, remember, he's a newbie, so you need to go slow. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Gage and
Grady.
Grady Reiner are 13 today.
Okay.
Deb Leidick tomorrow.
Deb Leidick is on Saturday.
Okay. Yes. And this is a very special one, and you have to. It has to be cut out like this. Her name is April, Dawn, George, Fortner is a New Year's Eve baby.
All right. Yeah. April Dawn Fortner is how old?
Hers is on Sunday.
All right.
And that's it. You guys, Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Happy New Year.
And Jonathan, this year and Max Foss.
All right. Well, thank you, Jean. Happy New Year, and we will talk to you next year.
Yep. Tell Scooter hi for me.
Will do.
Okay. Bye.
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 All right. Before we went to break and before we had all those wonderful phone calls, we were waiting for a winner to our trivia. Our question was about how long does it take to perform Beethoven's Violin Sonata number 10 in G major, opus 96. Well, Serenity Van Patten was able to find the same sites that I did, and it was approximately 27 minutes is what it takes to perform that. And so Serenity Van Patten has won a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut, and So, yeah, it takes approximately 27 minutes.
Those are some tired fingers.
Those are very tired fingers. So I have a goal of after Party Line going and listening to it because I'm not sure which one it is. And just for the record, I would have given the correct answer within a minute or so. And Fig actually was within 0.7 of a minute. He said 26.3. So I was actually kind of impressed Mr. Fig got that right today. Good morning, you're on Party Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish Gage and Grady Briner a happy birthday.
Gage and Grady Briner, happy birthday. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Love the birthdays. Love those calls. Again, we're waiting on the phone calls with birthdays and anniversaries and items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. We want to thank our sponsors of the Friday edition of Party Line. We have a lot of sponsors to thank today, and they include Kinsey of Covenant Realty, Norton Theater, H&J Repair, Appliance Outlet, Norton County Hospital, the Norton Chamber, TNC Kitchen, Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor are our sponsors today. Good morning. You're on Party Line.
I would like to wish Taylor Dix a happy birthday tomorrow.
Taylor Dix, happy birthday tomorrow. All right. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Taylor Tomjack.
I was going to say, I didn't want to say that, but I was like, didn't she get married? Taylor Tomjack. All right. Well, you've always known her as Taylor Dix, so I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, when you know your entire life somebody as a name, it kind of gets a little, it's hard to change over, so.
And hasn't it only been like a year now?
Yes. Yep. Exactly. All right. We got a lot of sponsors to get through. I do want to remind you that we will have the Kansas City Chiefs on the air on Sunday. Our pregame starts at 2 o'clock p.m., and they are taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, I believe.
Yes.
And so be sure to tune in Sunday at 2 p.m., starting with our pregame, and then a 3:15 or 3:20 kickoff, I believe, something or other. We'll have it all for you on Sunday. Tune in starting at 2 o'clock, and we'll get you the play-by-play, and hopefully we can turn things around and bring home a win on Sunday. Also want to let you know that after today's Party Line, we will most likely be closing up the office for a good portion of the day. If you're wanting something to do today, there's a JV basketball tournament in town, and so Jonathan and I are going to be heading over to Stuhl Gymnasium. The boys are playing in Stuhl, and we're going to be watching that basketball tournament for most of the afternoon. Good morning, you're on Party Line.
Good morning, Mandy and Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. What can we do for you?
I want to wish Anthony Wente a happy 30th birthday today.
Oh.
Yeah, tell me.
You know, I felt old when Jeffrey turned 17 a couple of weeks ago, thinking, you know, I only had him one more year before he was an adult. But that was like, that made my heart just kind of fall.
Yes,
30 years.
30 years old, yes.
Well, happy birthday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Bye.
So, yes, we will shortly after Party Line be closing the doors. We'll be going in and out throughout the day as our boys play. And so just keep that in mind. If you have certificates to pick up, you can call and have them left on the door, or we will be back in the office on Tuesday. And, again, we invite you down to go and watch the JV boys. And I believe the girls are playing maybe at East Campus. Our boys are actually playing right now. They played the first game starting at 9 o'clock. Good morning, you're on Party Line.
Yes, I need to wish my grandson Erickson Simmons a happy birthday tomorrow.
Erickson Simmons, a happy birthday on Saturday.
And then Parker Green on Sunday.
And Parker Green on Sunday. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get things started. The Norton American Legion Club Room is open every Friday at 4:30. They invite you out to a little social hour and some visiting. Snacks will be available. They are also taking reservations for their rooms and for parties, reunions, meetings, and the like. Members and guests are always welcome. You can call Gary at 785-871-0509 for availability on that reservation for parties, reunions, meetings, and the like. The Norton American Legion Club Room is open every Friday, 4:30, and they want to wish everyone a happy new year.
My turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now playing at the Norton Theater through January 3rd, we have Willy Wonka and Migration. Willy Wonka is rated PG, and a brief description is they're armed with nothing but a hatful of dreams. Young chocolatier Willy Wonka manages to change the world, one delectable bite at a time.
We went and watched it last week. It was really good.
Isn't it a musical?
It is a musical, and I did not know that from the description. I didn't watch the trailer ahead of time, but we volunteered on Friday night, and so we stayed and watched it, and it was really good. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'm doing a birthday.
Okay, and whose birthday is it?
I want to wish Grady Briner and Gage Briner a happy birthday today.
Gage and Grady, a birthday today. All right, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Oh, and the other movie playing is Migration. A family of ducks decides to leave the safety of a New England pond for an adventurous trip to Jamaica. However, their well-laid plans quickly go awry when they get lost and wind up in New York City. The experience soon inspires them to expand their horizons, open themselves up to new friends, and accomplish more than they ever thought possible. This is, once again, rated PG. Tickets are $8 for adults, $7 for children, 12 and under, and there will be no Sunday discount tickets. Showtimes, Monday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 5 p.m. The theater is closed on Thursdays.
And I had the forethought of doing up your trivia for a chance to win a ticket and a medium popcorn.
Ticket and a medium popcorn?
A ticket and a medium popcorn to an upcoming show at the Norton Theater. As long as you've not won in the last 30 days, you're eligible. And I think it's a fairly easy to find question.
No, it's going to be a search.
Well, I know, but it's an easy one to search.
So, this is, since Willy Wonka's playing, the question is, who wrote the book that the character Willy Wonka was based on? So, who wrote the book that the character Willy Wonka originated from?
Very good.
So, do you know?
Yes, I did. I did the...
I know, but if you... What's the name of the book, then?
I know what the name of the book, and I also know some of the other ones that he wrote, too. Okay. So, yes, I already knew, but I'm a book person, so that's why.
I would have said Gene Wilder.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Do you have an answer?
Is it Roald Dahl?
It is Roald Dahl. And who is this?
This is Jane Burton.
I wonder how you knew that, Jane.
It's such
a surprise to hear you call in. If you don't know who Jane is, she's the librarian at the school. Well, congratulations, Jane. You've won yourself a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. She called earlier in the show, and so I knew she was listening, and I could have probably bet that she was going to be our winner after realizing that she was listening. So I'm glad she called in. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I need to wish Amelia Gilmore a happy birthday on Sunday.
Amelia Gilmore on Sunday.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. All right. Were you done with the...
I believe so.
Okay.
We got our trivia answered.
Okay, we are going in to a new year, and what better way to celebrate a new year than with some new appliances from H&J Repair Appliance Outlet in downtown Norton. If you haven't been in to see the staff at H&J Repair Appliance Outlet and see everything that they have to offer, you need to go in. And when I say new, the appliances that are in the shop at their new location on Main Street, or I say Main Street, on State Street, in downtown Norton. These are new appliances. These he does still do the used appliances. They're just at another location, but his new appliances are located at the store on State Street. They are brand new. They come from a truck. Some, not all, may have a ding or a dent here. Doesn't take anything from how it works or the warranty. All of his appliances come with a one-year warranty. You have the opportunity to add an extended warranty to his appliances as well, and you can do that at the shop. But they have everything for your new year, new appliances at a appliance outlet. I'll tell you more in just a minute. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I would like to wish Grady and Gage Briner a happy 13th birthday today.
Grady and Gage are 13 today. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Appliance Outlet has refrigerators and stoves. They have dishwashers. They have washers and dryers. They have microwaves. And they have it priced to sell. These are brand new appliances, but I can guarantee that they are not brand new appliance prices. Go in, take a look. Question the staff on what they have. I have gone in several times actually to see what they have. I also put in a request because, you know, they get new shipments all the time, and so I have them on the lookout for a new appliance for me, and as soon as it comes in, they have me on a list to call, and so I'm waiting for that list, hopefully to get a new dishwasher, as ours just about killed Jonathan the other day. The spring on the door is not working, and it just popped out and about took him out. But Appliance Outlet, their hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 12. Just remember that part of their service at Appliance Outlet is if it is an appliance that needs to be delivered or installed. They do that as well, and you can arrange that with them. But understand, if you go down during their regular business hours and they are closed to doing a delivery, all you got to do is text 785-871-0048 and say, hey, I came down to look at some of your appliances here. You're closed up for a delivery. Just let me know when you're back, and I'll come back down, and they'll be sure to do that. There's also a store phone, 785-202-2812.
All right. Today on the lunch menu at TNC Kitchen, it is hamburgers and fries. Remember, lunch buffet is served with potato, vegetable, roll, and comes with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. Tonight for dinner, it's the Mexican buffet or ribeye steak, or my favorite, the cod.
I think it's actually just ribeye steak and cod. They had Mexican buffet last week. So we have to switch. They do it every other week.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. And then Saturday's lunch, it's chicken strips, shrimp, mac and cheese.
That's
one of
yummy.
My favorite. And then Saturday dinner, prime rib or surf and turf. And then Sunday, fried chicken, fish served with potato, vegetable, and roll. The Sunday lunch buffet comes with salad bar and dessert. And then, that's for dinner, right? And then for lunch. Yeah,
no, that's lunch. They're only open on lunch.
All right. Yeah, but my favorite thing's coming up this weekend, too.
Yes.
Yeah, the breakfast buffet. Remember, that's going to be open for the 30th, 31st, and January 1st. And it's going to have all your favorites, including scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, biscuits, gravy, French toast sticks, fresh fruit, and donut holes. So don't feel like cooking. Head to TNC.
And just a reminder that they are going to be open on New Year's, but they are closing at 2 p.m. on New Year's Day. All right, we're going to take a quick break and hear about Kinsey at Covenant Realty and all that she has to offer. At Covenant Realty, Kinsey understands that your home is more than just bricks and mortar. It's a place where memories are made and dreams come to life. Kinsey is here to guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying, selling, or investing in real estate. Experience the Covenant Realty difference, where integrity, expertise, and exceptional service meet to create your real estate success story. Call Kinsey today at 785-202-2027 and like and follow Kinsey Covenant Realty on Facebook. Covenant Realty, your dreams, their expertise. Right. You know, it's been a whirlwind of a holiday season at the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce, and they want to thank everyone for going out and enjoying all the festivities that were planned through the holiday season. But that doesn't mean things are slowing down for the Chamber. If you are a member, which KQNK is a member, Click Your Heels Travel is a member, you know that you've gotten your renewal information in the mail for the 2024 year annual membership. And so be sure to get those turned back in so you can continue your support of Norton Area Chamber of Commerce and all that they have for you to do throughout the year and all that they do for your members. If you're not a member, you can be a member whether you are a business, a club, a family, a single person. They have memberships for everybody. And so you can look up that information online as well. You can go to DiscoverNorton.com to get membership information, or you can stop down on State Street and visit Donna in person and get information as well. But I do know that the membership renewals did go out, so be sure to get those turned back in as soon as possible. They have some things in the planning. They also want to remind you about the Norton County Visitor and Relocation Guide for the 2023-2024 year. If you're wanting to be a part of that, be sure to contact Donna at 877-2501. This is a brochure that they give out to potential new members to the community to give information about Norton, Norton County, and all that it has to offer. So, we had a busy holiday season with the Chamber. They're gearing up for the next events that will be coming up, and we'll tell you more of that as time gets closer.
If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. J&R keeps their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites. Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, and more. All ice cold and ready to go. Be sure to stop in for your Kansas Lottery tickets available at J&R Liquor. J&R Liquor is located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton. And today's Friday, right?
Today is Friday.
And that means it's Favorite Flavor Friday?
It is Favorite Flavor Friday.
So what did you find for us?
I found you a recipe. The theme, we do a different theme each month for our Favorite Flavor Friday recipe. And this month's theme has been flavors of the holiday season. And, you know, technically, we have two holidays that we're celebrating around this time. You have Christmas and we have New Year's. And so
my birthday too.
And your birthday, yeah. And Jeffrey's birthday. Yes, yes. For sure, we celebrate that. But we have you say it's a difficult one, but I think
this one you have to plan out. I mean, it's not just something that you're going to go and whip out.
But
you
that's why we give it to them. They can plan. They can get their ingredients at J&R Liquor. They can get it all together and make it.
I don't know. It says it only takes 5 minutes to cook and 5 minutes prep time. But so it doesn't seem that bad to just...
Okay, so right. What is our drink for today?
Spicy Sweet Holiday Storm Cocktail.
I thought it was perfect with, you know, we were in a blizzard warning for a portion of the week. I thought it was perfect.
So it's a touch of sweet and a little bit of spice for the perfect holiday storm. So the ingredients, because you have two different steps to this. So the first thing is you need to make a jalapeno honey syrup. For that, you're going to need half a cup of honey, 1 to 2 jalapenos sliced, and 6 slices of fresh ginger.
Okay. Mm.
And then for the cocktail portion, it's 1/3 cup cranberry juice, 2 ounces of vodka, 1/2 ounce of Saint Germain, which is elderflower liquor, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 to 2 dashes of bitters, 1 ginger beer, and then you're going to have to make some sugar cranberries, and that's just for a garnish and to serve on it. So, in order to make this, this is the first part. So, you have to make the jalapeno honey syrup first. So, in a pot, you have to bring a half a cup of water, the honey, jalapenos, ginger to a boil over high heat. Boil for 2 to 3 minutes, then let it cool, and then strain your syrup into a glass jar. And it makes about enough for about 6 to 8 drinks. And here's a little tip. The longer you let the jalapeno sit, the spicier it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want that little bit of a bite to it, yeah. Then after that, while that's sitting, you rim your glass in sugar, then you fill it with ice, and then you combine the cranberry juice, vodka, Saint Germain, lemon juice, bitters, and 1 to 2 tablespoons of that jalapeno honey you just made in a shaker. Stir it, strain into your glass, and then you top it with your ginger beer, and then you garnish, if you want, with those sugared cranberries and a little bit of mint.
See, I can see you making this one because you like spicy things.
I know.
So, I can see you making this. So, what was the name of it again?
It is a spicy sweet holiday storm cocktail.
Spicy sweet holiday storm cocktail.
Yeah, but where are we going to find ginger beer?
They have it at J&R Liquor.
Oh, well, there
see?
You go.
And if they don't, guess what? If you ask, I'm pretty sure they would be able to get it in for you.
Okay.
We've done that before.
Yes, we have.
We have. All right. We're going to take one more break to listen to a holiday message from Norton County Hospital, and we will be right back.
It's that special time of year once more, and the team at Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to remind our patients just how special they are to us. Thank you for your continued trust and support that allows us to provide quality care to our community. We would also like to remind you to please make sure your prescriptions and appointments are coordinated around our holiday closings. Have a wonderful, healthy, and safe time celebrating with loved ones. We look forward to serving you and your health needs in 2024.
Thank you, Kinsey. And it is the time in our show where we do a little bit of history. This Day in History is brought to you by Kansas Land Tire in Norton. They are looking for some management help at Norton Kansas Land Tire, and they'll tell you more just like this.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
This day in history, December 29th in 1813, the British burned Buffalo, New York during the War of 1812. In 1837, Canadian militiamen destroyed the Caroline, a U.S. steamboat docked at Buffalo, New York. In 1845, President James Polk signed legislation making Texas the 28th state of the United States. 1848, President Polk turned on the first gas light at the White House. 1851, the first American Young Men's Christian Association, YMCA, was organized in Boston, Massachusetts. In 1940, during World War II, Germany began dropping incendiary bombs on London. 1945, the mystery voice of Mr. Hush was heard for the first time on the radio show, Truth or Consequences, hosted by Ralph Edwards. In 1945, Sheb Woolley recorded the first commercial record made in Nashville, Tennessee. 1949, KC2XAK of Bridgeport, Connecticut became the first ultra-high-frequency television station to begin operating on a regular daily schedule. 1952, the first transistorized hearing aid was offered for sale by Sonatone Corporation. 1953, Jean Stapleton debuted in her first Broadway play, In the Summer House, which closed after only 55 performances. 1972, following 36 years of publication, the last weekly issue of Life magazine hit the newsstands. The magazine later became a monthly publication. In 1986, the Biltmore Hotel in Coral Gables, Florida, reopened for business after 18 years and $47 million expended on restoration.
Holy moly.
I know. I wonder what that is in today's dollars.
A lot.
Yeah. In 1999, the NASDAQ Composite Index closed at 4,041.46. It was a first close above 4,000.
Today is December 29th. It is National Still Need to Do Day. So if you have that to-do checklist and you have items still on it, it is National Still Need to Do Day. And in connection with that, it is National TikTok Day, meaning the TikTok of the clock is ticking down for you to get those to-do items done.
My to-do items are still left over from last year's to-do day.
Hey, why be an overachiever, right? Yeah. You always have something to do then. It is also International Cello Day. In today's music history, in 1812, we talked about this earlier, Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 10 in G Major, Opus 96, was performed for the first time. 1943, San Fernando Valley was recorded by Bing Crosby. In 1955, Barbara Streisand recorded her first songs at age 13. The songs were Zing with The Strings of My Heart and You'll Never Know. In 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets performed Peggy Sue on the television variety show The Arthur Murray Party. In 1963, the Weavers gave their farewell concert at Orchestra Hall in Chicago, Illinois. 1966, the Beatles began recording Penny Lane. Also in 1966, the Jimi Hendrix Experience made their debut on the UK TV show Top of the Pops. They performed Hey Joe. And in 1967, Dave Mason quit Traffic and started a solo career. Today in sports history, in 1934, the first regular season college basketball game was played at Madison Square Garden in New York City. New York University defeated Notre Dame 25-18. That's not a very high-scoring basketball game. In 1937, Babe Ruth returned to baseball as the new manager of the Class D DeLand Reds of the Florida State League. Ruth had retired from baseball in 1935. 1961, Wilt Chamberlain of Philadelphia Warriors scored 60 points against the Los Angeles Lakers. In 1965, CBS acquired the rights to the NFL regular season games in 1966 and 1967 with the option for 1968. And this is back in 1965. It was $18.8 million per year. In 2007, the New England Patriots became the first NFL team in 35 years to finish the regular season undefeated 16-0 when they beat the New York Giants 38-35. Famous birthdays for today. Inga Swenson, actress from the show Benson, was born in 1932. Actress Mary Tyler Moore was born in 1936. Actor John Voight was born in 1938. Singer Bobby Comstock was born in 1941. Ray Thomas of Moody Blues, 1942. Ted Danson, actor known for Cheers. He's on NCIS. CSI, 1947, actress Patricia Clarkson, 1959, comedian Paula Poundstone, 1960, actor from the TV show While the Walking Dead, Michael Kudlitz, was born in 1964, actor Jude Law, 1972, and dancer Jordan Clark was born on this day in 1991.
Local celebrities celebrating the birthdays today on Friday are Anthony Wente, Kyle Burge, Grady and Gage Briner. On Saturday, we have Kaylee Hartloff Glover, Erickson Simmons, Brittany Bass, Clayton Berry. And on Sunday, we have Beth Posson, Rebecca Wallmeyer, and Parker Green.
And how many did we have called in?
I don't think you have enough.
How many did we have called in?
13.
We have six. Okay, so there's 10 here.
It was a busy day.
11, 12, and 13. We
prove
do
me
have
wrong.
Enough.
All right, shake.
Get them all shook up, though. All shook up. One more. for good measure.
Like a Polaroid picture.
Hold on just a second. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I would like to wish Amelia Gilmore a happy birthday on Sunday.
Amelia Gilmore celebrating her birthday on Sunday. All right, thank you.
And guess what? We don't have to change.
All right.
Because that one was called in earlier, too. All right. So still 13.
Yes, it's still 13. And the number is?
Number 8.
Number 8.
And who is? April Dawn Fortner.
April Dawn George, according to Gene. April Dawn George Fortner, you've just won a cookie from Destination Kitchen. You can pick up your certificate here at the station. During regular business hours, just a reminder, we will be closed after Party Line today. We will reopen on Monday for our first of the year Party Line, and you can pick that up during regular business hours. How many anniversaries did we have?
We have two. Only two called in.
Two for the week, and do you have them numbered?
Yes, I already did.
Okay,
I did. I remembered that part of the job.
There you go. See, you're on the bar. You're becoming a professional.
No.
All right, shake them up good, and let's see who wins that certificate.
It's number two. And that would be William and Taylor Gassman.
William and Taylor, you've just won yourself a gift certificate. Good at Garden Gate, etc. And also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. Again, you can pick that certificate up here at the station during our regular business hours. You want to recap today's phone calls?
We have birthday wishes going out to Anna King Counter, Betty Bowling, Candy Bowling, Tisha Geitless, Gage and Grady Briner, Deb Leidig, April Dawn George Fortner, Taylor Tomjack, Anthony Wente, Erickson Simmons, Parker Green, and Amelia Gilmore.
Wonderful. All right. Just want to remind you once again, you can tune in on Sunday starting at 2 p.m. with the pregame show for our Kansas City Chiefs, who will be taking on the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. We'll have all of the action here starting at 2 p.m. with the pregame show. Our offices will be closed on Monday. We will be back on Tuesday with our New Year's new 2024 Party Line with Natalie and Mandy on Tuesday. Our offices will be closed most of the day this afternoon as we'll be in and out so that we can go watch some JV basketball as they have a basketball tournament going on at Stuhl Gymnasium and East Campus today for the JV players. Once again, we want to thank our sponsors for today's Party Line. They are Kinsey Untisayer from Covenant Realty, Norton Theater, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, the Norton County Hospital, Norton Area Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor, our sponsors for today. I want to thank Jonathan again for filling in this week. You agreed to come in, and I greatly appreciate it. I know Natalie's able to do this on her own. I just would probably struggle more than I already do with help. And so I appreciate you getting up and getting here with me each morning to do the show with me. And we want to wish all of our listeners, all of our community in KQ and K-Land a happy new year. And we will see you on Party Line on Tuesday, same time, same place. Thanks, Jonathan.
You're welcome.